Here's what's on in the Tri-Cities for Wednesday, April 24, 2024. Be a member. Learn about how to become a member of the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce at an open house from 11 a.m. to noon. At the Chamber offices, 205-2773 Barnett Highway, Coquitlam. More. business.tricitieschamber.com/chamber-events. Gardening Workshop. Port Coquitlam gardeners invited to hear about companion planting with Master Gardener Lori Grayell during a presentation at the Terry Fox Library, 2150 Wilson Avenue, Port Coquitlam. From 2 to 4 p.m. bring your trowels and gloves. Admission is free. Register. fvrl.ca. Tree Bylaw. Port Moody residents can learn about the city's tree protection bylaw at an in-person presentation at City Hall, 100 Newport Drive, at 5:30 p.m. Review the information boards, ask questions of city staff and share your thoughts. More. portmoody.ca. Voice Story. Put your cell phone down and connect with a human at Voice Story, a workshop about learning how to communicate and practicing the art of conversation. The event takes place from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in room 127 in the City Center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 1169 Pine Tree Way. Register. coquelibrary.ca. Search and Rescue. Catch the new documentary Where the Rope Ends, a story about Nicole Doan, that is being premiered by Coquitlam Search and Rescue at Inlet Theater, inside Port Moody City Hall, 100 Newport Drive, at 7 p.m. Tickets at $25. Support Coquitlam SAR. More, eventcreate.com/e/CoquitlamSAR. PMSS Musical. Catch Alistair Eligibo, Emma Ward and Muna Milani, as well as other talented musical theater students at Port Moody Secondary, in the high school production of The Drowsy Chaperone. Tickets are $15 online. The production at 7 p.m. is in room 301 at Port Moody Secondary, 3000 Albert Street. More. schoolcashonline.com. Karaoke Night. Sing your favorite tunes and entertain the crowd at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 263 in Coquitlam, 1025 Ridgeway Avenue, from 7 to 10 p.m. More. arclegion263.ca. Did we miss an event? Send the details to jclu@tricitynews.com for inclusion in our monthly guide and in our daily Tri-Cities Today posting.